Praise God again. So again, we welcome every one of you and thank God for you. I am going to be talking from the book of Acts, the 27th chapter, and just that chapter. I've taken excerpts out of that chapter. So we're just going to believe God. In fact, let me pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Father, we praise you because when we woke this morning, we had brand new mercies. And Father, even right now, as we're on this prayer line, God, every person that has dialed in, God, remember them in a special way. God, anoint me to minister the word, to give your word. It is not about me. It's not about Petersfield Baptist Church, but it's all about you. And for that reason, we give your name praise. We give you glory, honor, that you will be lifted up in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So, I'm in Acts, the 27th chapter. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but I'm just going to kind of summarize and just kind of give you an idea of the story and what Paul was going through. See, Paul, and he was among other prisoners that were aboard a ship, and he was placed into the custody of a centurion named Julius. And Julius, he was the head ship captain. He was the lead man. So while in a place called the Fair Havens, Paul advised the centurion to spend the winter there because he could foresee there is going to be disaster because this is the winter time, and he could foresee there was going to be disaster if they were to launch out from there and continue. They would lose their cargo. There's a possibility they would lose the ship, and also their lives would be in danger of losing their lives. But the centurion didn't listen to Paul, and he listened to the other people on the ship. And so, therefore, he began to set out to sail to Italy anyway. And then as he set out to sail, he left that place where they were safe at. The winds and the waves became fierce. And then the men on the ship, they worked, they toiled for days, day in and day out, day and night, trying to lighten the ship of cargo and even any other items that they didn't really need, that they could just throw off the boat. But in the midst of all this turmoil and chaos, Paul shared with the men, and he shared with the centurion, what the angel of the Lord had given him. And the word that God had given Paul was to say, he said to them, "Sirs, be of good cheer." Now keep in mind, Paul's a prisoner, but he says, "Sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. There shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but the ship." And then Paul further said to the centurion and then the other soldiers, he says, "Look, but there's one thing that you have to be careful for." He said, "Except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved." My God, hallelujah. But that just reminds me, except we abide in the vine, and that is Jesus Christ, except we stay connected, my God, how can we be saved? Because there's no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. Say amen to that. So, therefore, Paul gave them explicit instruction. And listen, the centurion, he was ready. He was ready to listen then because he was afraid. I'm sure all the other men, they were afraid and fearful that they were going to lose their lives. They had done all kinds of work for days, and they didn't see any sunshine, and they didn't see any light anywhere. My God. So the centurion finally listened to Paul. And he commanded those who could swim. He said, "If you can swim to land," these were the other prisoners, but he listened to Paul. See, God will give you favor, even in the midst of confusion. God will give you favor, my God. And even when the other soldiers and prisoners, they didn't deserve it, but God, the favor of God will get you where other things won't even make a way for you. My God. So, and the other men, they didn't deserve, but yet because Paul was on board, they had the favor. So the centurion, He commanded them. He says, look, those of you who can swim to land, go ahead and jump overboard and swim to land. And he said, cast yourselves into the sea. And the rest of you, some of you can come on board. If you can get on board a piece of that ship, you get on there and go on to land. And then some of them came on broken pieces, the scripture says, broken pieces of the ship. And the scripture says at the end, and it came to pass, as God has spoken to Paul and the instructions that he gave him, they all escaped safely to land. Praise God. And in giving that story, I'm pulling out this thought for us tonight. It is, stay on board. Mm-hmm. God is in control. Stay on board because God is in control. Now, the soldiers and prisoners, they were saved because Paul was on board. You and I, we are saved. We can make it because we stay connected with Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Even though it was much confusion and they were in the turmoil of chaos, and you could only imagine with fierce winds blowing and water hitting you in the face and so forth, and all that confusion, and so forth, but God gave them favor. Same thing with us today. We look out in our nation. There's much confusion. There's trouble in our country, in our nation. You know, just recently the Supreme Court overthrew the abortion rights and ready to overturn Roe v. Wade. Even inflation is at the highest levels, they said, within 20 years. Food prices have just skyrocketed. Gas prices, they're on a rise again. They're on the way up again. One moment I looked at it said $3.76. Next time I looked around, it was $4.09, and some places even higher. Even increased interest rates. And so to the point that people want to try to get homes and all that, it's tougher now. It's tough to buy right now by increased interest rates. So therefore, in the midst of all this and trouble in our land, I'm here to tell you all tonight, including myself, stay on board. God is in control. Don't be shaken by all this confusion and things that are going on in the land. We have to stay focused in Jesus Christ. Say amen to that. See, Proverbs, the third chapter in 5 and 6, it tells us, this is telling us how we stay on board. It says, look, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, not with part of it, but everything. Oh, my goodness. I'm all in. We're all in to Jesus, or we're out of him. We can't have one leg in and another leg out, or whether I trust him today, well, maybe tomorrow I won't trust him. No, he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. He says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Ask God about it. Tell him about it. And he promised he shall direct your path. Amen. So let God be in control and navigate your life. Let him do that. Let go and let God. See, the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So why not let God order his steps? We've tried things our ways, and you've tried it your way, and it didn't get you anywhere. It didn't work out. See, the Bible said there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of destruction. But let God order your steps. So therefore, let go and let God. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows what's best for our good. For the scripture says in Jeremiah, very familiar passage of scriptures, Jeremiah 29:11, I know he was talking to the Israelites, but he's also talking to us too. He said, look, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. God knows us. He knows what's good for us. So he said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, and the thoughts of peace, he said, and not of evil. He said, to give you an expected end. See, God knows our end from the very beginning. and all that's in between. See, God said to Jeremiah, says, I knew you. Or I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. God knows us. Praise God. Stay on board, because God is in control. Let go and let God. We all have a destiny where God wants to take us. Mm-hmm. God knows exactly where he wants. He knows those plans. He already said, I know the thoughts. I know the plans that I have for you. See, in Ecclesiastes 3:1, he says, for everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So there is a right time for everything. A lot of times we don't want to wait on God. We live in this, because we live in this kind of age, give it to me right now, right now. I don't want to wait. Most of the time we're impatient. Look at people driving, just driving on the street. They're in and out, don't have time, and so forth. But my God, wait. As the scripture says, wait, I say, on the Lord. And be of good cheer. Praise God. So stay on board. God is in control. So God has, he knows exactly where he wants to take us. He knows exactly what it takes to make us, to get into a place in God where God can use us. Amen. We get into a place in God when you tap into the scriptures and you tap into your secret closet, you can hear a word from God. Amen. We can hear a right now word when we take the time to acknowledge the Lord in all our ways. See, there is a testing time. Yes, I'm here to tell us. There is a testing time where God uses to help to develop us. He helps to develop our spiritual growth during this testing time. Does it feel good? No. Do you sometimes don't even look good? But yet and still, God is working it out for our good. Amen. Say, God is working it out for my good. Oh, yes, he is. He's working it out for our development, for our spiritual growth, and to build a solid relationship with him. See, when you have a solid relationship with Jesus, winds can blow, storms can come, disappointments can come, people can talk about you, whatever it is. But when you're standing and you're rooted and you're grounded in Christ, as the song says that we used to sing back in the day, I shall not be moved. I'm just like a tree planted by the rivers of the water. I shall not be moved. We got to get that mentality. We have to get that urge and determination in our spirit. No, I'm standing on the word, because the scripture says, when you've done all to stand, keep on standing. In other words, keep on fighting to live. Keep on fighting to stand in Christ. Amen. Because Christ in you is the hope of glory. So, a lot of times God will use the negative things. See, a spiritual relationship God wants to build with us and for us that can weather any storm of life. So stay on board, because God's in control. We may rock, we may reel, but stay on board. Like that tree planted by the rivers of water. See, a tree planted by rivers of water, that, you know, even though the palm trees will sway and rock and look like their limbs and branches bend all the way to the ground, but because it's planted by the rivers of water, there's life. There's life that feeds those roots. That's the same way you and I. We stay in Christ. The life in the Word of God is life. Hallelujah. There is life in God's Word. There's life in worship Him and in praising Him, because He says He inhabits the praises of His people. So when the life of God comes in, oh yeah, you may reel, you may rock, you may bend, but guess what? We won't break. You won't break. And when the storm is over, when, you know, the sun, it will shine again. You will find, just like that palm tree, it's standing even taller and more erect and more steady and more stately than ever before. Say hallelujah. Say amen to that. Praise God. Even in Peter, in the book of Peter, It tells us, after you have gone through, after you have tested, after you have suffered a while, the Bible says that God will settle you. He will establish your going. And you know what? He said, you'll get to a place where you will be wanting nothing. Hallelujah. Give God a praise on that one. So during trials and tribulations, there are times of teaching. It's a time of training. As the scripture says, and we know that is in Romans. He says, and we know, Paul's telling us, that all things, he didn't say some of them, he said all things, are working together for the good of those who love the Lord. Do you love the Lord? I know I do. I love the Lord. And are the called according to his purpose. You say, well, how can this be good? This is, you don't know what's happening to me. Looks like turmoil and all kind of destruction. All hell is broken out against me. How can good come out of that? I don't know, but God knows. You know why? Because he's in control. So all I'm telling you tonight, stay on board. Stay connected. And see, don't mistake the hand of God for the hand of man. Because sometimes there are things that enter into your life and things you're going through we don't understand. But God could be at work. So I'm saying, be careful. Don't mistake the hand of God for the hand of man and vice versa. Praise God. That's why we need that relationship with God, so that you can adequately and spiritually discern the difference of God being at work or the enemy being at work. Trust God. Put it in his hands. Let God work it out. So, do we trust God to bring us out of difficult situations? Or do we like the centurion on that ship? He listened. Paul tried to tell him, don't launch out because it's trouble. It's going to be trouble out there on the sea. Don't leave this place. But he didn't listen. So don't be like the centurion. It don't make no difference what your title is. And he was the head person and everything, but he didn't have spiritual insight. He didn't have the discernment, you know. And it's important to listen to your heart and listen what God is directing you to do. He said, acknowledge him. Are we doing that? He said he would direct our path. Are we allowing him to do that? Sometimes before we enter into any kind of financial situation, or maybe getting ready to make a bill or whatever it is, and you can hear the Spirit say to you, maybe wait on that. I experienced that no longer than this afternoon. Praise God. And I was going to, the guy was showing me something that would have been a good insert for my shoes, and because my feet are chronically flat, but it would made a lot of sense of what he was saying. I agreed what he was saying, but I can hear within my spirit, just wait on the Lord. This is not the time to get in that financial debt yet. This is not time. So I says, you know what, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much, but God got a time, and I'm waiting on him. He will provide because he promised. He said, but I am the Lord thy God that supplies all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So we have to learn how to let go and let God, let go our understanding and the way we've always done things. Let go and let God do it. Let him navigate. Give him the will. Let him give him the stern of your life ship. And let him direct. Let him navigate. He knows how to see us safely through. Say amen to that. Sometimes God will have us to let go some things in our life, even some people that don't mean us any good. Sometimes you have to just maybe just cut off the relationship. It don't mean you don't love them. You still love them. You still pray for them. But maybe there's a time that you have to come aside and says, no, this relationship is toxic for me. You got to know that. Amen, amen, amen. So, but in this world, Jesus told us, we shall have tribulation. He said that. It's going to come to pass. But be of good cheer. Just like Paul reminded Centurion and the other soldiers and the prisoners. He says, look, we're out here. We're in the midst of all this turmoil and stuff. He said, but be of good cheer. What else he said? He said, for I believe God That's what you and I have to say. Lord, I am, be of good cheer. Pat yourself on the back. Say, self, you can make it. We can stand. We can make it. Because God said that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. For I believe God. If you have to speak that out loud, say, no, I'm not going under. I'm going over. I'm going over. I'm going to stand on the promises of God because God is faithful. Oh, yes, he is. He's a faithful God. Whatever God has said it and has spoken it in his word, it shall come to pass. So he says, be of good cheer. He says, yes, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have trouble. He says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Stay on board. God's in control. During periods of tribulations and trials, let me ask you, is your trust in God or is it in man? Think about that one. Remember, God will never leave us. And he will never, ever forsake us. Man may start out helping you for a while, may come for a little while, but after a while, you know, man is human. He gets tired. And he'll give up on you. But God will never give up. No, he will never give up. I love that in Psalms 121, says the Lord, he don't sleep and neither does he slumber. The Lord is our keeper. Praise God. The Lord shall preserve us from all evil. I mean, just right there letting you know, you can make it no matter what it looks like. Stay focused. We all have to refocus. Yeah, you see it. We hear it. We envision. It may even be part of it. But yet, God is in control if we allow him. So he said, he shall preserve us from all evil. Yes, the Lord shall preserve our soul. Further, he said, the Lord shall preserve our going out. He shall preserve our coming in from this time forth and forevermore. So whatever you need from God, God is able. He's able to perform that. You know, even in Matthew, it tells that the meek shall inherit the earth. The Bible talks about the meek surely shall be fed. The righteous shall be fed. Even right now, the pastor has us in Proverbs, the 12th chapter. And I tell you what, throughout that whole chapter, is letting you know, if you live righteously, this is what's going to happen. Oh, but if you live wickedly and unrighteously, this is the reward of the wicked. I don't know about you. I'd rather stay on the side of the righteous. I'd rather be on that ship. And I don't care. I'm going to make it. If I have to be like they were, like the soldiers in this story was telling you, said some came on broken pieces. Some had to swim to shore. But the Bible said they all made it safely to land. Say hallelujah. We're going to make it. Praise God. We have to overcome. The Bible says the race is not given to the swift, neither is it given to the strong, but is given to those who endure to the end. It's not enough to start out with the Lord. Some people start out running 100 miles an hour, and then maybe years later you look, where are they? They're not even in the church, let alone don't see them. They're not even there. What happened? They took their eyes off of Jesus, and they began to listen to themselves and didn't either, or listen to someone else, kind of like that centurion did. But God is a faithful God, and he's a just God to forgive us for our sins. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So don't be like the centurion. He went through a whole lot before he finally listened to the man of God. See, along this life's journey, there will be some detours and bumps in the road. There will be some disappointments and heartaches along the way. So maybe you didn't get that job that you knew that you were more than qualified for. Maybe they gave that job to somebody else who didn't even appear that they were qualified, but they got the job anyhow. Maybe you didn't get approved for a loan that you so desperately wanted to have. But guess what? Don't worry about it. I look at it like this. If that didn't work out, God has something even better. I like to look at it like this. I says, Lord, you have something better for me. I said, and if that's not your will, then I don't want it anyway. And I tell you what, I am a living witness that God has will work out every situation. And I've been in situations. Pastor and I both had been in situations where I remember some years ago we applied for or put money down on a home or something in Philadelphia. And because we were so young, I don't know what the reason was, but the realtor just sold the home right out to somebody else right under from under us, even though we had money on the house. And it hurt. Oh yeah, I'm not gonna say it didn't hurt. But let me tell you what, God never fails. He worked it out. We ended up getting a much better house than what we initially thought we were having. Let God be in control. Stay on board, and we give God the praise and the glory. So, again, along this life's journey, yeah, we're going to have detours. It's going to be bumps and so forth. But be of good cheer, just like he told, just like Paul told those soldiers and prisoners, be of good cheer. I believe God. Stay on the ship. Remember, it's not how you start out, but it's how we end up. Don't allow your past to dictate your future. I'll say it again. Don't allow your past to dictate your future. It's not about what you have, your notoriety, or who you know, or what you, or just what your education level is. God is always with you. Don't allow the small beginnings to stop your progress in God. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord. He will keep you in perfect peace. Trust and have faith in God. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ask or even think. Stay on board. God is in control. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we bless you tonight. We thank you, God, because you are so good. You are good to every last one of us, every person that's even on this line. Oh, my God, we can all say, thank you, Jesus, for your grace is sufficient for us. Father, we thank you, Father, because, Lord, you are faithful, God. We thank you because you loved us even when we were sinners. You died for us. And that, God, you came that we might have life. We can have life more abundantly. Now, Father, I pray that, God, that you will touch the hearts of everyone on this line, God. You know their situation. You know their household. Father, you know the things that they are confronted with. Father, I know that this word is a blessed word because it's your word. And I know that someone is encouraged. Let their heart be abundantly encouraged. Oh, God, increase their faith tonight, that they will grab hold to your word, says, I am going to stand no matter what comes or goes. My God, I'm going to stay on board. I'm going to stay connected to Jesus Christ. I'm going to stay anchored in your word. I'm going to pray and seek your face as never before. Father, we know in whom we believe tonight. And Father, so I pray for the encouragement of all those that are on the line. I pray for their household. I pray for their families tonight. Father, that those that are even not even saved, God, that you would just save them. They might be in prison, God. They might have been locked up. They may have been separated, God. But, God, they're never, ever locked out from you. They're never, ever really separated from you because, God, you are everywhere at the same time. You're omnipresent, God, and you love us, God. God, you love us with an unconditional love. And, Father, we stand in the gap for those that are not saved. We stand in the gap for those, Father, that don't know you in the pardon of their sin, that they would come to you. They would cry out and say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Father, by your Spirit, by your Holy Spirit, draw them to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we would have been consumed had you not drawn us with your precious love, had you not kept us covered, Father. And we thank you, Lord, because every day you allow allow us to live, God, that we have life. Even when we got out of bed today, this morning, God, it was a brand new day. It was a day that we've never seen before. A day, God, that even though some might have aches and might have had pains and joints might have been stiff, but God, we're still in the land of the living. For that we say thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you that we have food on our table. We have clothes on our back. God, we have a roof over our head. We thank you, Father, for the angels of the Lord that encamp around about us, Father, that keeps us up day in and day out, Father. We thank you, Lord, because you loved us, God. You have chosen us. We didn't choose you, but God, you chose us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that draws us, hallelujah, that keeps us up, that sustains us, God. Teach us, God, how to stay on board in the midst of this turmoil nation, Father. Keep us in all this confusion, Father. Oh, my God, there's many already started, lots of confusion and turmoil about abortion rights and so forth and about rights of this and rights of that. Father, help us to stay focus on you. Father, I know you will keep us up in the midst of. You are a provider. God, yes, the gas prices are increasing. Food is high. But God, you are rich. You are rich, God. We know in whom we believe. For my God shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. For that we say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the peace of God, because we don't have to worry about the world's peace, because you said your peace that you give to us, not like the world. You give us that peace that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts and our minds by Christ Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those, God, that have high blood pressure. We pray, God, for Brother Michael today. Oh, God, that you would regulate his blood pressure, that you would regulate it, God, in the name of Jesus, even for the heart, God, you know what to do. Oh, my God, let him increase faith to reach out to you and stand, God, and do all that you know to do to stand, God. Healing is the children's bread. Increase faith right now. Increase that faith, God, in the name of Jesus. There's so many, God, their bodies are sick. Healing, healing. Send your word. The scripture said you sent your word and you healed them. Send your word and touch, Lord God, Deacon Cooper, to the send your word, and touch Sister Shirley Cooper. Send your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Those, God, that have lost loved ones and that are hurting right now, God, and oh my God, and despondent, feeling lonely, God, send your word and comfort their hearts tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch Mr. Lewis in that hospital. But touch him, Lord, and restore, God. You are a God of restoration, God. And touch his wife, God, Sister Ruth, and strengthen her, God, on every hand. We need strength tonight, God. We believe, God. You told us we could pray. And if we ask anything in your name, and we don't doubt in our hearts that we can have that which we ask. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, God. In the name of Jesus, those that are sick, God, remember them, God. You know the problems. You know what they're going through. You will allow us to endure more than we're able. But you promised to make a way and escape. And we bless you for that, Father. We bless you, God. We acknowledge you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that we have your word. Because your word is rich. Your word is powerful. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. God, you said that your heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall never, ever pass away. So we're standing tonight, God. We're standing. Give us strength to stand, God, to be strong, God, to fight the good fight of faith tonight. Hallelujah. Strengthen, Lord. Deliver, God. Save, Father. Set free, God. Prove yourself, God. Let us take a stand for you, God, as never before, God. We believe you, God. Help us to be like Paul said, for I believe, God. Hallelujah. We believe you tonight, and we're standing on your promises. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. And the things that you're doing right now. We thank you for the blessings that are yet on the way, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because in you we live. It's in you that we move. And we have our being, God. Build us up in you, Father. Strengthen us, God. Let the weak say I'm strong, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we love you tonight. We love you, God, because you first loved us. We thank you, God. We praise God. We praise you, Lord. Bless those, God, that have lost their parents, lost their loved one, lost their mother. Some of this is their first Mother's Day without their mother. Strengthen, God. Oh, my God. Strengthen and comfort, God, in the name of Jesus. But, God, when they get done crying, let them turn those tears into joy, knowing that, God, that you are always with us. You are always with them, Father. You never leave. You never forsake us, Lord. Comfort. God, like no one else can comfort. Help us, God, to refocus and stay on board. Know that you are in control. In Jesus' name, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. In all our ways, we acknowledge you, God. Help us not to lean to our own understanding, that we will trust you. We will trust you. We will commit our ways to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you for this prayer line. We praise you even for the messages that we hear on Facebook Live, God. We thank you for pastors. We thank you for Pastor Bolden. You will continue to bless him, continue to strengthen, continue to build his faith, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for every minister that is ministering the word of that is standing firm in place and ready to minister your word. Use them. Let there be a fresh anointing. We pray a fresh anointing upon the churches, upon Petersville Baptist Church, all the other churches in the surrounding area, that your anointing, God, will rest upon every lay member, God, in the name of Jesus, God. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, we worship you, God, in spirit and in truth. And God, we thank you, and we believe you, we trust you, and we thank you that, God, you are more than able to keep us, that we will stay connected, we will stay on board, because we know that you are in control. And we ask all of these blessings in Jesus' name, and we say amen, amen. Mm-hmm. You in control. You in that. You in agreement mm-hmm. with that prayer. Come on, say amen. Amen. Glory yes, to yes, God. Yes, we bless you. We say yes hallelujah. To your will. Yes, Lord. We thank you. We accept thank your you, word. Lord. We're standing on thank your word. So, God, we thank say you, thank you right now. We thank you for your promises because you are faithful, God. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you for those on this line that are not ashamed. They are able to open their mouth and say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Knowing that all our help, it comes from you. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in our mouth. And yes, and amen. It is so. Yes, hallelujah. It is so. We glorify you. We say yes to your will, yes to your word, God. Oh, my God. We thank you. We bless your name. We bless your name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We thank you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, all our souls. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We thank you, God, for Mother Lincoln, mother of our church. We thank you, Lord, for Deacon Brown and Sister Brown. Oh, God, we thank you, God, as they say yes to your will. Bless them, God. Hallelujah. Shall be blessed. In Jesus' name, we bless you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. Well, I know I've been blessed. I don't know about you, but I've been blessed tonight. Thank God for the encouraging His word. His word. It doesn't go out and return to Him void, but this word will accomplish all that is set out there to do. So I praise God for you all. Be blessed and continue to pray and seek God and look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of our help, it comes from the Lord. And so we trust in Him. We love you. Pastor Bolin loves you. And praise God, we look forward to seeing you all real soon. So we bless God for you all. So have a blessed night. And the God say the same, that we will be back on the prayer line next Wednesday. But in the meantime, give God the praise, give Him the glory. And God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Amen. Good night. Good night.
Amen. Night, night. Hallelujah. Thank you.